I feel like we've been hijacked. This is Inception music here, because that music is solely put to a very certain host that would always have it on anytime that I was on with him. The good old days when Scott Bogman and I would be joined. We'd be asked to be joined by this person all the time. We would talk weekly. We had great moments. Honestly, it was a beautiful relationship. You know, every step I took, his feet and his footprints were right there. No longer, though. He has scorned us for the better of the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Joe Pizzapia. You can find him on Twitter, at Pizzapia17. Pizzapia, do you have anything to say to me?
Yeah, I'm just more interested in younger, better-looking radio hosts at this time.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, boys?
Well, you know, I think most guys are younger than you anyway, right?
I guess. But, I mean, it's funny because I see all these chains of, hey, can you host with me tonight? And Welsh going, oh, I got this car thing, and then I got my family, and then Bogman saying, I got all these pizzas and stuff. I got this thing about a pizzeria. I got to worry. I can't do Thursdays. I love you, but Thursdays are no good for me. And, you know, I mean, it's not from lack of trying. That's for damn sure.
Nah, I'm just playing. It's good. It's good to have you on. It's good to receive the text. I got very excited this morning. I got a text from Joe.
Oh, he said,
all right, what time
you?
Are we doing this? Oh, absolutely. I felt.
I didn't get one.
You know what it felt like? It felt like I got followed by like a check, someone with a check mark. Like,
yeah, what the hell? 2,000 followers? What the hell are you guys doing? I don't understand.
Look at me. It's like how Heath Cummings follows me on Twitter with a check mark, but doesn't follow Bogman. It's like that. It was a similar feeling to that. It was very, very exciting. Okay, the beef is officially squashed. You showed up. Though Bogman and I did joke, it would have been kind of like magnificent had you not like called in.
Oh, we would have just, you know, spent
the thought crossed my mind. I'm giving you like a great 20 minute segment of just, you know, I mean, the segment might just be us talking about me not, which is hilarious because I don't ever remember a time where I didn't show up or didn't fill in. And literally that text you sent me a couple weeks ago just got lost in the shuffle of absolute crap going on for me.
What he's saying is you're the only one that is small enough for him to ignore.
That's true. I have lost it. When super producer Chris Pavona, when he was like, is Joe calling in? And I was like,
yeah,
oh,
this is about to be
amazing.
I was having an argument with somebody and I was like, I got to go. Welsh is waiting for me. And then I finally got on the air. So,
all right. So beef is officially squashed because we love Joe.
I love you guys. No, you can never get rid of me. No matter how hard you try, I'll always love you. It's like Whitney Houston.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like some other things. Talk to me about the Black Book for a minute.
It's black.
Okay, black. I have we got a couple things we want to cover, obviously, and we got a couple, you know, questions for the Fantasy Black Book. Now that we've squashed all of it, you guys can hear Joe on Target with Benny and Jake, which you guys had me on the other day, yesterday. How rate my performance? I killed you guys with my Le'Veon Bell joke. So like 1 out of 10. How did I do?
4.5. No, you're always a 10. You and Bogman's an 11. You're a 10 and he's an 11.
Because I told you Joe loves me more.
There's no rating system. Well, there's no rating system that can hold you. Let's be honest.
Pavona, you can kill his. You can kill his.
I can't. I'm hardwired in. That's why it sounds so damn good.
The best-selling fantasy black book, which is available. Black. Everyone should go check out. Plenty of the ITL black. Army, our group, have asked about the Fantasy Black Book, and we always suggest people go check it out. This year, Jake Seeley is on it. Gary Davenport, if you're looking for IDP stuff. And our very dear friend, Sammy Reed, all contributed to what Joe has put together for many, many years and has been a best-selling book, not only in just the fantasy area, but in the sports area. So, you know, go on to Amazon, go check it out. Please get it. I want to ask you before we lose time here because, you know, we're going to lose time here in a minute, Joe. In doing the Fantasy Black Book, give me a thing or two that came out of the process for this coming football season that, like, surprised you. You know, you might have had your mind set in what you were going to do, but then after you did it, you said, wow, the numbers came out like this.
Well, one of the things that you know, at the end of all the research and all the work is that, you know, I thought going into it that Jordy Nelson wasn't getting enough credit of how consistent he was. I think he had one bad game last year. Other than that, I mean, he was just money every single week. And putting that up against the guys like Julio Jones, who, you know, has some fantastic games, and then he's got the foot issue, and then this fantastic
300-yard game.
Right, 300-yard game. That's great. So, like, his overall numbers always look so dazzling. But the problem is, what I've come to realize, and I've been using this phrase out there a lot, which is, for season-long football, in DFS terms, you should be making cash game lineups with your season-long teams. Stop trying to go for these Julio guys. Stop trying to go for all these, you know, boomer bust types. And go get me Jordy Nelson. Go get me, you know, the McCoys. Go get me guys that every week you can count on are going to be there. And just be really good. Be really good as many spots as you are. Because if you keep building cash game lineups, I guarantee you, you're going to have a winning record. And these teams that try to always, you know, go for broke all the time in these season-long drafts, that's a problem. And the other thing is, you know, I always knew this to be a fact, but when you put the quarterbacks and RPV together and just the 12 QB1s, you know, Rodgers is a plus 13, then Brady's a plus 9, Breeze and Luck are plus 6, and that's theoretical Andrew Luck. And after that, everyone's in the negative, and they're in the negative from negative 1 to negative 6, which means that if you take a quarterback in a QB in a 1 QB league outside of Aaron Rodgers or at the very end of the draft, you're absolutely moron. You're just a moron. It's just stupid. There's no reason to do it. There's no advantage. It's just you're killing yourself. You're killing it.
Killing me, Smalls. We did a other day. I took Matt Stafford with my very last pick, and it was the last pick in the draft.
Yeah, what was the one? Remember, I got Russell Westbrook, or not Russell Westbrook, Russell Wilson in the. I probably could have. He would have easily been available. I got Russell Wilson in like the 12th round of a mock we did, and it was just like there's just no point unless you're going for Brady or Rodgers. If you're comfortable doing that, there's just no point because there's amazing. Dak Prescott almost went undrafted in a 14 man that we did. It's just unheard of.
Yeah.
What about when we're looking at the first round? We talked about this. We have a poll up right now, Joe. Where are you taking Ezekiel Elliott with all of this negative news that he's been receiving? Of course, it doesn't look like he's going to have anything going on with the law, but with the league, guy's in some trouble. So we put up a poll earlier today, and it was, are you going to pick Ezekiel Elliott between 1 through 4, 5 through 9, 10 through 12, or out of the first round? After all of this news, where are you looking at him?
As early as I can take him? How's that
still,
for an answer?
Still number three?
Still number three. You know, I'd say with a bullet, but I don't want to get him in any more trouble.
Sing song.
But that's where I sit with him. And I'll tell you why. Because, again, relative position value speaking, this is a bell cow running back in his, you know, youth, coming off a fantastic first season. Nothing's changed around him at all. Great O-line, quarterback's good, wide receiver. I mean, everything is there for him to be successful again. The first two games, correct me if I'm wrong, is it not the Giants and the Broncos? How good is he going to be in those games anyway? He sucked against the Giants last year. The Broncos are a pretty good defense last time I checked. After that, it's clear sailing, and I can make do with, especially in a PPR, I can absolutely make do with other running backs there and get by. And I could even maybe get by with a James White and get lucky one. You know what I mean? Like, you never know. Certain things will happen like that. And well, I think if people are thinking that, well, he's going to miss one or two games, all of a sudden I'm going to, you know, I'm dropping on the first round, they're absolutely nuts. It's two games. Just suck it up and deal with it, and you're going to get outstanding production the rest of the way.
Yeah, I remember, Joe, on the show with you guys asked me kind of this exact question, and
so
I
stole
think
it. You're a question stealer. That's what
kind
you
of.
Are.
All yeah, right. Yeah. Just trying right, to put we're trying to aggregate all the good content in one place, not let.
Ooh, that's a big
show.
Word, aggregate. Wow.
Okay. So, but what I said,
toilet paper. What you got there?
But what I said was, go take Ezekiel Elliott, and then later on, go get Terrence West, or you know, right. You can do a lot of decent stuff in the back. I want to ask you real quick on this poll, those four options.
Paul.
What do you think? Where do you think it's sitting right now? We gave four options. Thank you, Bachman. It's like I got the background character from S-Town behind me. Just like, yes, sir.
I love it. He's like the hype man. He's like Flavor Flav, right. Where he just says like the last word all the time.
So where do you think it's sitting at based on what you know and what the – because we have this poll up, FNTSY Radio. Cool. Everyone go vote on it. We've retweeted it.
What are my
do you
choices?
Think the standings look like? Pick 1 through 4, 5 uh-huh. through 9, 10 through 12 – and outside of the first round. Give me the top two votes.
I think 5 through 9 is probably one of them, right?
And what's the other one?
The other one's 1 through 4. I think people stay in true. That's what I say.
The number one, with how appropriate, with 37% in a row? Is picks 1 through 4. So 37% of people so far in this polling are good. Saying they're still going to pick, Ezekiel Elliott 1 through 4. Here's an interesting one. The number two voted thing here with 23%, outside of the first round.
That's effing ridiculous. I mean, it is. It's just good. I want to be in leagues with all of you. That's what I want because I look,
How long would the suspension have to be? We asked Heath.
Well, it's funny because Le'Veon Bell.
How long would it have
was,
to be to push him out?
But Le'Veon Bell's was 4 weeks, and how many teams would last year would have been killing themselves to have Le'Veon Bell at any point in time in the season, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
Really. And where did Le'Veon Bell go? He went around the turn most of the time.
That's true. Well, what would it take? Because yeah, like Bogman said, we asked.
So where is it now? 6 games.
I think it would have to be like 4 games for me. It would have to be 4 or more for me to knock him out of that first round turn area. Because even at the turn, I could justify it because I can get him and a Jordan Howard and pair it up and I can figure it out, especially in a year where wide receiver is very deep. You got guys like Brandon Marshall coming off a down year on the cheap. You got Macklin in a great spot. There's a lot of these wide receivers out there who aren't getting enough press and aren't getting enough love. And I'll tell you right now, it's a very deep class. Running back is still tough. There's still those elite guys. There's a drop off after that. And then, you know, forget it after that. I just think it's very short-sighted, very short-sighted.
I agree. Well, he is Joe Pizzapia. Make sure you go on Amazon, search the Fantasy Black Book. Only are you doing good things for great fantasy people like Joe Pizzapia, Jake Seeley, our boy Sammy Reed, but you are investing in a very, very good product that is going to help you out. Joe, real quick, we only got about a minute here. Is Cable Guy the most underrated movie of all time?
Ooh, it's definitely one of them. It's definitely up there. Yeah, it's outstanding. Yeah, my kids watched... what do you
not
call it
that
the first
I
time? No. They just watched Dumb and Dumber for the first time last week, so now they know what the most annoying sound in the world is. And it's not Bogman.